What's good, brother? If you've been suffering with a porn addiction for many years and you have finally decided to get serious and do something about this, then I made this video you're about to watch just for you. I'm going to take you through a process of understanding the impact that porn has really had on your life and so that you can get serious and make change. This lesson is a sample from our program that's totally free for you guys. I'm not selling you anything. If you want to join that 30-day program, I'm going to put a link down below this video for you guys to check it out. It's totally free for you guys to join. I made this course and this video just to be helpful for you guys. Please watch it all the way through. It will change your life if you do something about this today.
Welcome to this lesson about getting serious about quitting your porn habit. The goal of this video is to help you feel the impact of keeping this porn habit in your life. And I want to teach your brain and finally settle this with your brain that you don't need porn. And I want to break the belief, finally, that you believe that you need porn in your life. Now, this is a notoriously tricky belief to break and to shift, because if I ask you as a logical human being, as a good man that you are, if I ask you, do you think you need porn in your life? Obviously, you know you don't, and that's why you're here, and that's why you're taking this program, right? But if I asked your brain, if I asked your habit, if I asked the years and maybe even decades of you keeping this habit with you in your life, if I asked that brain, do you need porn? It's a resounding yes, absolutely. And this is why your brain is trying so hard to keep you addicted. It's trying to keep you going back to that original source of dopamine. And that's why this is complicated, because you know that this is bad for you. But your brain, again, is the enemy, and it's literally thinking that porn is essential to you surviving. And it literally thinks that without porn, you're going to die, because that's what dopamine is. It's a neurochemical that is teaching you, because of the training, because of the constant relapsing and chain link effect of the addiction, it's constantly teaching you to go back to the original source of dopamine, because it believes that this act of watching sexual content and masturbating to that is somehow essential to your survival as a human being, and is trying to get you back to it. It's a perfect storm that's been created in our culture, and it's targeting you directly. So now, the reason that it's very powerful to break this belief that I need porn in your brain and fight logic with logic is because it works. If you break the belief that you need porn and you teach your brain that you actually don't need porn, and you reverse and you flip the script, which we'll do in this video, then it becomes easy to instantly quit porn, all right? We'll give some examples. A guy in our program, worked with him. He believed that he needed porn because he wasn't in a relationship. He believed that he needed porn and masturbation, and he believed this in his soul. And I had to convince him, and then we had to work on convincing his brain that this wasn't the case. Maybe you're in the same boat. I believe this for years. I believe that because I'm a man, because he's a man, he requires porn in masturbation because it's just his way of living life. And if he's not masturbating and watching porn, then he's not happy. That's what he believed. And that he believed with all his heart that if he didn't have porn and masturbation in his life, then he would just suffer. He would be unhappy all the time. But then I challenged it. I said, do you understand that that's a belief that you have, you currently have, that you believe that you need porn because you're not in a relationship? And I was like, do you think that's true? And he was like, you know what? I actually know people that are not in relationships and they don't struggle with porn masturbation. In fact, they're so intensely serious about life and service and working on their career or their selves or their body, or just excited about life to the point that they don't need porn. So it's not a fact. It's not a fact that men need porn, because if it was a fact, then everyone across the world in every situation 100% of the time would need porn and masturbation. But we know that there are literally hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands of people who are practicing NoFap, semen retention, and just abstaining from porn and masturbation because we don't need it. It's not a fact that everybody needs it. It doesn't fix the issue, because he was never addressing the root cause of why he was addressing porn. And then we'll talk about that in another lesson, right? And if he understood that the reason that he was using porn was actually deeper than I'm an aroused person or I'm a high sex drive person, but actually was because he had a lot of stress in his life, a lot of stress related to work, a lot of stress related to his relationships with his family. And we understood that, and you realize, man, actually, when you say it, every time I'm stressed out in work, I do act out and watch porn like clockwork every time. And when he understood that, then he addressed the root cause, that he addressed the stress, and then he didn't need porn anymore in his life. Another guy, in our program. He came to the program with the belief that giving up porn is a big sacrifice because he believed that there was a lot of benefits, all these benefits, which we'll cover in just a second and we'll break that. He believed all these benefits, stress relief, frustration relief, tension, horny relief, sex drive relief, boredom relief, all this stuff. And giving up porn would be a sacrifice. And he put this label in his brain that it's a sacrifice to quit porn. And therefore, I don't want to give up that sacrifice. And then we challenged that through the program. And I said, hey, do you really believe that? That it's a sacrifice to quit porn? Let me ask you this. What has porn taken away from you in your life? Tell me exactly how much time, energy, and focus and your attention has been taken away because of porn. Not only the act of watching porn, not just that, but the time spent fantasizing, thinking about porn, acting out, feeling like garbage after acting out, and then going back to the cycle with more fantasies over and over again for years and decades. You see what happens here? That is only part of the true sacrifice that porn is taking from your life. Think about the amount of energy and focus that you could have been focusing on other things in your life. In other words, think about the opportunity cost. This is where people get really tripped up. Think about what you could have done with that time, energy, focus. Think of where you could have been if you didn't let this dark cloud of shame, guilt, and hypocrisy and remorse dictate your behavior and your emotion and your thoughts and your actions and your time. Imagine if you could direct that drive and direct that focus to bigger things and brighter things. And this is, I'm not saying this to help you feel shame. I'm not saying this to help you feel guilty about the habit. Again, shame and guilt are other parts, emotions that the brain tries to play on you so that it makes you feel more susceptible to acting out watching porn. Aha, it's not a sacrifice to quit porn, but it's a sacrifice to keep it in my life. That's the true sacrifice. That's what's really costing me. And when you flip the script and realize, guys, that there is nothing that you're giving up when you quit porn. There is nothing that porn is adding to your life. There is no benefits. There's zero. There's actually not even any. There's zero. And everything that you try to think, there is a slight benefit, or your brain tries to play tricks on you and say that there's some slight benefit, it's all fallacy. It's all trickery. And it doesn't make any sense logically. And you have to come to the place where you're fighting logic like with logic, okay? And I say this every time. I think every lesson so far I've stated this. It's because your brain is a logical being. It's a logical thing. And when it really comes down to it, you have to fight logic with logic. And the only way to defeat this monster, guys, is to force it into submission, but it has, into the point that has no other direction than to give up. It's to force it into submission and say, all right, you got me. I give up. I'm in a corner. I've been forced in a corner and I have nowhere to go. And I'm just going to hide here. And I'm going to shrink. And if you do that enough, the monster starts to shrink. Have you ever wondered how to backtrack from, if you do, like, let's say you have a trigger and you see something that is triggery. And then you go down that fantasy thought train. And then you keep fantasizing. And then you kind of feel like you're going to act out. And you wonder, like, how do I actually back out from this? And your brain keeps telling you, you know what? If you just act it out, it would fix the issue of you being aroused. It'll fix the issue for you instantly. But have you ever backed out from that? I have. It's not impossible. Maybe it's difficult. But here's the thing. If you go the other direction and go inward to yourself and ask, why am I feeling these emotions today? Why do I feel stressed? And not escape that emotion directly to a screen or to porn or video games or anything like that or YouTube, but actually address it. And if you address it first and you fight logic with logic and figure out exactly why you're feeling like this, guess what you do? You force your brain into submission. Your brain, that little monster in your brain, has no direction to go but to quit and to give up. And the next time you wake up in the morning, you're gonna feel better. It's not gonna be there anymore because that monster will be smaller, because it will be submitted and you will be the subject. You will be in control. You will be the alpha male in your relationship with this little monster, all right? It's time to stop letting it control you. All right, here's the last example I wanna give of someone who had the belief that I need porn, or subconsciously the brain believed I need porn and broke it instantly. And that is myself, all right? If you asked me five years ago, what do you think porn is adding to your life? I would have said nothing. Like, I'm a smart guy. Like, I know porn is destructive. I know it's bad for me, but I kept the habit with me. Why is that? Well, when I really got honest with myself, but I flipped the question, I said, what do I think porn is adding to my life. Like, what do I believe that porn is adding to my life in those moments when I'm really, really triggered and stressed, or whatever the reason that I use porn? What was it that was causing me to feel that? And I really went deep and had introspection instead of just giving up and spiraling out of control. And so I came to the conclusion, guys, that I believed that porn was the easiest stress relief in my life. I firmly believed that porn was the best relaxation tool, to the mood regulator that I had in my life, because I could instantly take myself outside of stress. I could instantly take myself out of fighting with my wife, frustrated at my wife, or frustrated at work, or stressed out of my mind because of the kid, or whatever. I could instantly take myself to relaxation. And I believed with all my heart that that was a good thing. I believed that that was an okay thing. I really did. And I believed that as long as I was functioning, a functioning pornaholic, whatever you want to call it, then everything was all right. Until I realized that actually I've been doing this for years and years and years, to the point that I really don't know how to manage stress without porn. I really have no idea how to manage my emotions or anger or frustration or anything without porn, because I never figured out what was causing me to go down that rabbit hole. I never figured out what really caused me to feel stressed. And so when I got that, but more importantly, I realized that porn was making me more stressed. It was making me more irritable. It was making me more angry over time. And I woke up one day, I was like, I'm more angry than ever, like at my kids, at my wife. I'm frustrated. I'm irritable. I'm explosive. And when I understood the impact of being that person on my family and the people around me, it really broke me down. It really broke me to tears. And I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I thought this was taking away stress from my life. I can't believe I thought that this was stress relief. But actually, this is making me more stressed. And you wonder why it makes you more stressed? It's because over a long period of time, if you keep doing that, stress, not stress. If you keep doing that over and over, you elevate and you escalate over time. The peaks become higher and the baseline becomes lower. And you can go multiple times a day of acting out and watching porn, because that's how quickly I was getting stressed out. I could go 2-3 times a day watching porn because I was soaking and drowning my negative emotions of shame, guilt, and anger in more porn. Because I did believe that it was the fastest way to alleviate that. But here's a more natural way of stress relief. It's a natural curve. This is how we're designed to experience stress relief. Stress is a God-given thing, guys. Stress is a natural emotion. It's not wrong or bad. But if you use artificial stimulation, supernormal stimulus, to hyperstimulate yourself out of stress or any negative emotion, it is destructive. That's where it starts, guys. It starts with running away from emotions before you address it, before you even have an opportunity to understand why you're feeling it, and you run away from it. That's the destruction. That's where everyone fails. And this is why men get addicted to porn and women don't, usually. This is why some people are way more susceptible to addiction than others, is because some people run away from the emotions because they don't know how to deal with it in a productive way. But not you guys. You have to create a more regular stress cycle or emotional cycle that is more natural and more like a natural curve than it just spiking of being, I'm aroused, I'm not aroused. I'm aroused, I'm not aroused. I'm stressed, I'm bored, I'm whatever. I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm anything like that. You've got to figure it out, okay? All right, so back to the original intention of this video you're watching right now is to get you serious, intensely serious about quitting porn, so that you come to a place where you're like, porn is just not an option for me anymore. It's not an option, right? If you get to that place where you have so much riding on this, you have so much at stake that it's just not an option for you anymore, then you've beat it. Because any idea or thought of quitting porn or acting out and using porn would be so painful to you, so painful to the integrity, the man of integrity that you are right now, to the values that you have right now, to the mission and goals and values that you want to be in your life, that acting out would be too tormenting and too painful for you to do. So to get to that place of being intensely serious, what needs to happen? You need to understand that currently you believe that there is some benefit to keeping porn, and you believe that in some moments in your life, especially when you're stressed, you believe that the benefits of keeping porn outweigh the negative impacts, okay, in those very moments. Or you could say that your brain believes it, right? Because that's what it really is. So to flip the script and get really serious about it, you have to understand that the negative impacts far outweigh any positive implications of keeping porn in your life. Far outweigh, far exceed. And in fact, the positive benefits don't even exist. They're not even existing. There's not even one. There's zero. There's zero benefits to keeping porn. And if you think, when I say that, if you think, well, there's a little bit of benefit, I want you to really go deep into that and figure out and have conviction about why you think that porn is adding value. And let me know, like message me or email me. Seriously, I'm challenging you. If you think there's any, if you really believe that there's any benefit to keeping porn in your life, I want you to challenge that. And I want you to, with conviction, to tell me that actually porn adds some benefit to my life and it's actually adding value. Then okay, I want to hear it. But I'm here to tell you it doesn't. There's zero value. In fact, everything that you believe or your brain believes that is adding value is actually subtracting value. If you think it's making you less stressed out, actually it's making you more stressed out. If you think it's making you less horny and aroused, actually it's making you more horny and aroused temporarily. If you think it's making you less bored, it's actually making you more bored because it's a desensitization act. It's desensitizing you to all of those emotions to the point that you require this dependency on the porn just to live your life, just to maintain baseline. So let me ask you this first question. If you had to quit porn, how would you do it? If you had to because your life depended on it, or a loved one's life depended on you quitting porn, what would you do differently? How would you approach it? How would you spend your time if you had to quit porn? How would you do your morning routine? How would you do your evening routine? What would you do with your time online? What would you not do anymore with your time online if your life was really at stake? If you had to quit porn, would you spend any time on social media, for example? Would you spend any time on TikTok or hanging out with certain individuals or hanging out in certain places that got you triggered really easily, right? I'm not saying that those things are wrong or evil. I'm not saying that you should stay away from that stuff all the time, but you should for a certain while. You should while you're sprinting for your life away from this porn thing. You should while you're trying to heal your brain and rewire. So how do you get serious about quitting porn to the point that it's just not an effing option anymore? Like me, like so many men, you have to first understand what porn specifically is taking away from you right now in your life, not in the future. This is often what people do when I ask them, why do they want to quit porn? They often say, I don't want to bring this into my future relationship or to my marriage or after I have kids. I'm scared of bringing this further into my life. That doesn't work as a motivator because you're not understanding bringing that motivation right now into your present. I'm asking you to figure out exactly what porn is taking away from your life right now and in the past, right now, as we speak, already right now. And if you do that, it'll be so painful that it'll break you. I'm sorry to say, it'll be so painful for you to see that it'll break you and it will force you to change, guys. This is why people bring their porn habit so far into their life, into the point that it forces them to change, because their spouse is facing them, looking them in the eyes and telling them it's either me or porn because they found out about it. It's when people bring their habit into their marriage and family to the point that their child finds out about their porn habit or their child develops their own porn addiction that is face to face with them. And the consequences and the negative impacts of keeping their habit is so painfully obvious that it forces them to change. I'm here to tell you guys that you don't have to wait that long. Porn is already taking away a lot from your life, and it's just a matter of understanding it and telling your brain and forcing it down that little monster's throat and saying, I don't need porn anymore. It's not necessary in my life anymore. And tattoo that onto your forehead, then you'll see success, guys. That's what really it takes. Okay, so now we're gonna go through a little exercise to help you really go deep and figure out what porn is taking away from you. I'll share a little bit of my own experience, and then to kind of give you a little bit of an example about what you can expect. So I shared a little bit and I alluded to my own experience about 5 years ago, more than 5 years ago now, where I really got intensely serious about this because of the mentality shift change that I had, and I understood that really it was impacting me because I was more stressed than ever. Like, honestly, I was more irritable, I was more stressed, I was more angry, I was more like frustrated at the littlest, tiniest inconveniences, to the point where I would really be explosive at my son or at my wife for no reason at all. And I just thought I was a stressed out person. I thought it was just circumstantial. It was because of my work or because of finances or whatever that was causing me to be angry, until I realized that it's really caused by porn. Until I tried to stop watching porn and masturbating. And then I realized that I got more irritable temporarily, very temporarily. And then I tried to address those emotions in a healthy way so that I didn't require these porn withdrawal symptoms as much. I also felt a lot of shame and guilt around my habit. And I honestly, I woke up in the middle of the night sometimes just dreading the idea of someone finding out. And I just was scared to death that my wife would be impacted by this. I was scared to death that this would just be something that I kept with my whole life. There was so much shame around it because I have very high values and very high beliefs, and I wasn't living up to them. So I felt this constant shame and torment of hypocrisy that was keeping me really just feeling depressed all the time. It took so much time, energy, and focus from me. Like I said before, it wasn't just the act of it, but also just the time thinking about how shameful and how guilty I feel, and just the relapses and the cycles and the fantasizing, just how much more I could have achieved, or I could have focused that on loving my wife, working on my project, all kinds of stuff. It just went out the window because porn was the easiest way for me to deal with stress at the time, and that's what I believed, and I had to change that thought. On top of that, this is one of the most painful ones, is that my wife and I had a very unfulfilling sex life for a number of years, and I really thought that it was her fault. Like, I honestly put a lot of it on her, the blame on her. I said, it's because of you, we're not intimate. But honestly, it was because I had nothing left to give her. I was fulfilling myself sexually. And so when you do that, you know, every day or every other day, it's like you have nothing left to give and you have no motivation. And on top of that, you develop less and less attraction to a real person because it's so desensitized to, you know, pixels on a screen and whatever you're watching, right? To the point where my partner, my wife, didn't seem that appealing to me, until I kind of had to turn it off and switch it off. And then over time, gradually, our sex life became where it is today, incredible. And now we have 3 kids, right? Okay, so now it's your time to make a list of all the negative effects of porn on your life. All right. Now, I recommend that you get a piece of paper and spend about 15, 20 minutes on this and just writing it all out. It's really impactful, and it's really important that you take the time to do this. This is really part of the process of quitting porn. And until you do this, you will actually never be serious about quitting porn. You won't. Because your brain will always be making that cost-benefit analysis. And as long as you're making the cost-benefit analysis, you always, in those moments where you really depend on porn and usually go to porn, the benefits will always outweigh the negative impacts. Benefits will always outweigh the costs. But when you realize that there are actually no benefits, there are only costs to keeping porn in your life, it becomes easier to understand and easier for your brain to be forced into submission. Okay, so right now, write down a list of all the negative effects, the negative impacts on all these areas of your life that I'm going to list right now. Your ability to manage your emotions, your relationships. You can pause it if you need to write it down. Your love life, relationships, marriage, etc. Your social life. How's porn affecting your social life? Think about how porn is affecting your confidence as a man. Think about how porn is affecting your energy level. Think about how porn is affecting your time. How is it affecting your focus? How is it affecting your body? How is it affecting your spiritual faith? How is it affecting your brain? And how is it affecting your finances? I'm going to put a list down below this lesson so that you can see all of these areas of your life and you can go through them at your own pace as well. The goal of this exercise is to help you feel the impact of your decision to keep porn in your life, to feel it, not just understand it intellectually, but to really feel it to the point where you feel, oh man, I didn't realize that it was taking this much away from me. I didn't realize that it was costing me this much. After all, it's your decision to keep the porn habit in your life. So it's also a decision that you can make to kick it out. So write it down, feel the impact, and afterward, ask yourself this question. Is there something that you need to do or someone that you want to tell that you've been avoiding? Is there something that you need to do that you've been avoiding? Because this is the time that you need to do it. There's no better time than when you really understand what porn is taking away from your life, has been taking away from your life, than right now. Do you need to tell somebody about your porn habit? If you tell somebody, it's the fastest way to eliminate shame. It's the only way to eliminate shame. Because the only way to eliminate shame is to shed light on it so that it's not something that you're ashamed of anymore. Do you need to have a deep prayer? Do you need to talk to God? Do you need to talk to somebody? Do you need to get porn accountability software? Is that the thing you've been avoiding, but you haven't been? Do you need to confront somebody in your life? Somebody that you love, maybe. Maybe someone else that you know has a porn habit, but you've been avoiding talking to them. Is there someone that you can confront and have that conversation with? If there's anything you feel like you've been avoiding, this is your opportunity to do it. So I recommend that you do while you have this motivation, while you're in this cycle, where you really understand what porn is taking away from you, and you have an opportunity to take to open the new chapter in your life and leave it behind for good. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. It's been good. See you in the next one.
I really hope you got something from that lesson. If you did, please comment below so that I can hear directly from you. Again, if you want to join our free program, it's a 30-day course just for you guys. You can join down below or go to benuyama.com. If you want a free trial of Covenant Eyes, you can get it for free, cancel anytime. Use the code BEN, B-E-N, at checkout, and that will apply a 30-day free trial to Covenant Eyes so that you can actually eliminate porn completely from your life. And I highly recommend that you do that. All right. God bless. See you soon.